Dreamscape presents Feels Like Family by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Elizabeth Cottle. Chapter 1. For a woman who prided herself on being cool and competent, who relied on her wits to win a case, Helen Decatur walked away from the Serenity Courthouse with a strong desire to pummel some sense and decency into a few of South Carolina's good old boys. Not that she could have proved, weekly golf outings aside, that the judge, the opposing attorney, and her client's soon-to-be ex-husband were in cahoots to deprive her client of what she deserved after the nearly 30 years she devoted to her husband, his career, and their children. Nonetheless, it was clear that the ongoing delays and postponements were designed to wear down Carolyn Holliday until she settled for a pittance of what her husband owed her. One of these days, Carolyn would fold, too. Helen had seen the defeat in her eyes today when the judge had allowed Brad Holliday's attorney yet another postponement. Jimmy Bob West claimed they hadn't seen papers Helen had filed with the court weeks ago. Helen's production of a signed courier receipt for the delivery of those papers on the same date they'd been filed with the court had done nothing to dissuade Judge Lester Rockingham from granting her opponent's request.
"Now, Helen, there's no reason to be in a rush," the judge had said, his tone condescending. "We're all after the same thing here."
"Not exactly," Helen had muttered under her breath. But she'd resigned herself to accepting the decision. Maybe she could use the extra time to do a little more digging into Brad's finances. She had a hunch that would wipe that smug smile off his face. Men who provided such extensive records as quickly as Brad had often buried financial secrets under the avalanche, hoping they'd remain buried. If Brad's smug expression annoyed her, at least she could take some pleasure in Jimmy Bob's careful avoidance of her gaze. He'd known her long enough to be leery of her temper once she snapped. On his own, he would only push her so far. Spurred on by a client, he was sometimes tempted to take risks, as he was now. Jimmy Bob, with his slicked back hair, ruddy complexion, and ribald sense of humor, had tangled with Helen on so many occasions that she pretty much knew what to expect from him. He was a born and bred South Carolinian who'd been talking his way out of jams since high school. While he'd never crossed an ethical line to Helen's knowledge, he danced right on the precipice so often, it was a wonder he had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?